So I took what information I had and wrote to National Archives in Washington. And I got back 14 sheets of paper on that man. And it showed that he enlisted on November the 1st, 1865.
That was 6 months after the war was over, wasn't it?
No, in 65. That was the start of the war.
Well, 61.
Yeah, 61. 1861. Mm-hmm. Got my dates wrong. And he enlisted in the cavalry. Mm-hmm. And it showed his age as 24. And according to his birth date, mm-hmm. why, he was 13. Mm-hmm. And another funny thing, though, about this age business, I went down through these Army records, see, and mm-hmm. 2 years later, there was another one and on a place that had to show his age, and he was still 24. So I knew that what had happened, one or two things. Mm-hmm. When he tried to enlist, the clerk who was making out the application knew that he had to put an age down there, and they looked at this kid and they figured, well, he's not 18, mm-hmm. but I don't care. So he writes down 24 to make it look good. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that happened. Mm-hmm. The other thing could have happened is they ask him his age, see? Mm-hmm. And to make it sound good, he says 24. Mm-hmm. But they didn't care as long as he looked able-bodied. And somehow they assigned him immediately as a sergeant mm-hmm. in the cavalry, 13 years old, see? Well, he served in that capacity for 2 years, about. And the lieutenant in the company resigned his commission. Mm. They promoted him to first lieutenant, my grandfather. And he was only 15 then, see? And at the end of another 4 months, the captain in that company was promoted to major, and they moved my granddad up to captain. Mm. And he served as a captain in the cavalry for 2 more years.
Wow, that's amazing.
And came out of there as a captain, and he was still only about 17 years old. See? Well, to go back a little bit, once when he was a sergeant, he was captured. Mm-hmm. And as a term they use, paroled. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out, do you know what paroling means? Mm-hmm. Well,
it means about as much as it does nowadays when they parole a guy out of prison. Same. That means about as much as when they parole a guy out of prison.
Well, I've been told that what they did was they either exchanged prisoners mm-hmm. or they decided they didn't have any place to keep them, so they sent them back home. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. But he didn't go back home, he stayed in, mm-hmm. see? And then when he was a captain, right at the end of his service, he was captured again down in the Carolinas, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And they paroled him again and sent him back up around Virginia or Washington, D.C. someplace. Mm-hmm. And this time they gave him a discharge, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's all there is to the story, but.
But that's amazing about the
it's,
age.
It's it gets into the almost unbelievable. See, but people have said to me, "Well, how come?" Mm-hmm. Well, first I forgot to tell you one thing. Mm.